Down to Business with Bobby Kerr on News Talk.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
The financial markets are still reeling as the US and Israel's war on Iran continues, sending oil prices higher and stock markets tumbling. Irish shares have also been caught in the crossfire. To unpack what this could mean for inflation, interest rates, and indeed the wider economy, I'm delighted to be joined by financial commentator Donal O'Donovan with the Irish Independent and economist Jim Power. Donal, can I start with you, because you've been writing a bit about it during the week. What are the key things that we need to look out for here around how it's going to affect business and indeed the economy?
Hi, Bobby. Well, look, and people will know this, the most important thing, because we're dealing with the Gulf region, is oil. It's oil and gas prices. And this is all very if. So everything is very speculative at the moment. And it was interesting in the markets this week. Prices did creep up early in the week. Oil prices crept up. Stock markets came down, but it wasn't terribly dramatic on kind of, you know, Monday, Tuesday. It was noticeable, and there were sort of, you know, hefty enough moves, but not terribly dramatic. And because I think there's an awful lot of wait and see going on, it was really on Friday that you started to see action around oil prices, sort of rapid rises in oil prices. So oil got up to over $90 a barrel for both kind of Brent crude and West Texas Intermediate, which are the kind of they're the standards oil barrel contracts, and that is chunky. And I suppose the pace of those increases was chunky as well. And what you're seeing there is really people starting to get real, to get real concerns that supply is constrained or is becoming constrained. And if this goes on, which is the big if, then supply definitely will get constrained. And then the implications become very real for the rest of the economy.
Yeah.
So it's oil prices is the thing to watch.
Yeah. And, you know, let's, I suppose, talk in the future about that for a second. They're probably likely to go over $100 a barrel. The spin out of that is going to be higher prices at the pumps, increases in home heating oil, all that stuff. And we're going to see, are we not, inflation being under real, real pressure, because prices are going to go up in the short term quite significantly.
Yes. So, I mean, people will remember, right, and we have a very real near-term comparison, which is the after effects of the Russian invasion of Ukraine, when, again, it was a concern about gas specifically, really, in that case. But a concern about the cost of, and not more than a concern, about the cost of energy pushed up oil prices at that time, got up to $122 a barrel. So that's your comparator, right? And we know what that felt like. We know that that triggered a wave of inflation, probably coming off the back of COVID. It was exacerbated by that a bit, but it hits everyone hard in the pocket. It doesn't matter if you drive. It doesn't matter if you have an A-rated house. It's going to get you, because oil prices are... energy prices are a factor in all manufacturing. They're a factor in all agriculture. Yeah. They're a factor in every restaurant or cafe that needs to have a fridge going. So, you know, everybody has less money in their pocket. Every business's margin gets hit. And that really, that grinds into the economy at a point in time where everything in the economy is getting more expensive anyway. And we had that, you know, that really sort of horrific spike in inflation. Inflation got up to 9%, over 9% in Ireland at that stage. And then we had the interest rate response from the ECB. So, and people, your listeners will know this, but, you know, when inflation is rampant, then the central bank feels that they have to intervene by taking heat out of the economy. They do that by raising interest rates, which again hits borrowers, and it does feel at that point like a vicious circle.
Yeah.
And we had that. Let's talk to
economist Jim Power. Jim, you're very welcome to the program. The ECB is sort of faced with a dilemma around these rising energy prices. If they put up rates to calm inflation is one option, but they could lower rates to revive growth. What are they likely to be thinking at this point, Jim?
Well, I think the ECB over the last couple of years would be quite happy with what has achieved. Inflation in the euro area fell to 1.7% And it's now, the most recent reading is up at 1.9%, still below slightly the 2% target. But they look at what's happening now and, you know, inflation is the one thing they think about. It is going to feed through at every level to inflation, electricity, gas prices, petrol, diesel, fertilizer, all business input costs, food prices, which were already under a bit of pressure because of very bad weather around Europe, particularly during January and February. So the ECB definitely will be very focused on what's happening with inflation. But on the other hand, the European growth backdrop, a little bit better than it was, but it's not great. And economies like Germany particularly struggling. And the last thing in the world European growth needs at this stage is a hike in interest rates. And I think the ECB will be reluctant to hike rates. And my call would be they remain on hold for the foreseeable future, because increasing interest rates in the current environment just doesn't make a lot of economic sense. But of course, we always have to remember the ECB, particularly its mandate is to control inflation. So central banks do make mistakes. And I think if the ECB starts to hike rates in response to this, it would be a policy mistake that would do economic damage. And I think ultimately that would bring interest rates down even further, lower than they are today. So it's a dilemma for central bankers, there's no doubt about it. Less so in the United States, because Trump is basically driving it anyway.
Well, looking at the United States, it's going to be interesting there, isn't it? Because if oil prices and energy prices rise there, which undoubtedly they will, inflation is going to be rampant. And as I know Americans, the one thing that they're concerned about is what hits their pocket. They really do focus on how they're affected by things rather than the greater good. So it's going to be interesting then what that's going to mean for Trump and his policies and indeed his wars.
Yeah, I mean, the Iran war is obviously going to feed through to higher prices in the United States. And it comes on top, of course, of the impact that tariffs have had over the last 12 months. And I think the general view was that we ain't seen nothing yet in terms of the tariff effect, that you'll see more of it coming through in 2026. So you're correct. I mean, for US consumers pulling up to fill the car with gas, that's really one of the most important things. So there's going to be a huge squeeze on the consumer in the United States over the coming months if this war persists. And of course, that's a big if, because we've no idea how it's going to end. We've no idea how long it's going to go on. Although, you know, this morning the Iranians have said they're going to stop attacking their neighbours in the Gulf region. Who knows? But in terms of what we've seen in the last few days, I mean, oil prices closed yesterday about $93 a barrel. That's Brent crude. And as Donald said, went up to about 122 in June 22 after Ukraine. But if you look at European natural gas, and this really is the big one, prices closed yesterday at €53 per megawatt hour. Back in June 22, those prices had gone to €342. So we're still a long way off of that. But it's for central bankers, going back to your key point, and for consumers, this is a very, very dangerous time, coming at a very bad time for the world economy and for consumers. Because, as you know, in this country, you know, in the last 5 years, the average cost of living has increased by almost 24%. So that is the cost of living crisis. It is going to be exacerbated by this situation. There's no doubt about it. And the energy minister in Qatar yesterday really put the cat amongst the pigeons when he basically said, even if the war ended in the morning, it would take some time to get damaged oil and LNG facilities back on track. So it's a bad story economically. Yeah. There's no other way of looking at it.
Donald, what about the pressure on business? You know, higher energy costs, possible now supply chain distributions, all putting up cost for business that, as Jim says there, is already under pressure. Like, isn't it kind of amazing that the stock market still seems to rally? I know it's been affected, but when you look at, you know, the geopolitical stuff that's going on here, you would think that stocks would fall further.
It is, and I think it is the kind of, you know, if you think about it as a sort of, I think about it as a kind of the resilience conundrum, really. We've, you know, in Ireland, but this is true in other places too, you know, we've been, had businesses have been hit by sort of wave after wave after wave of crisis now for 10 years. So in Ireland, you had Brexit, you know, great unknown of Brexit. It didn't turn out to be a disaster for businesses, but it could have been. And, you know, it felt crisis-y at the time. Then we had COVID, a full-on and extraordinary crisis. Again, most businesses came through it. They came through it with government support, but they came through it. So again, that sort of, that sense of resilience is there. And then the Ukraine war and the inflation spike, and then tariffs. It's like bang, 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 bang. And it's kind of, I get knocked down, but I get up again. So, and there's a bit of survivor bias in this. But businesses, and I think part of what we saw in the stock market this week was this sort of, a sort of air of, well, I mean, how bad is it going to be? And is this real? And how substantial is it going to be? Yeah. Because I think there is this resilience, and there is, but maybe that breeds complacency as well. It's difficult to know. And, you know, as a sort of someone who writes about, you know, the economy, it can feel a bit like the boy who cried wolf. You sort of, you know, I don't know how many recessions we predicted at this stage, and they haven't come. And I think that's probably on, certainly for investors, that's on their mind too, that the stock markets have risen through all the way through that. These businesses that have survived have become more and more valuable. And if you had withdrawn from the stock market, or you had withdrawn from business, then that opportunity would have been cost to you.
Okay.
So Gary, that, I think that is something that's kind of there in you know, it doesn't necessarily get articulated, but the survival of all through the, all these crises has kind of inured us a bit, I think.
All right. Maybe last quick word to you, Jim, on how do you see it panning out for the next 9-10 months? How do you see 2026 looking? It's very hard to call it.
Well, if you were to ask me that last Friday, a week yesterday, I would have said that the global economy proved pretty resilient last year. 26 will be a similar year. Likewise, the Irish economy had a good year, domestic demand up 4.9%. And I was predicting a pretty similar year for the Irish economy this year. A lot of resilience out there. But obviously, there are downside risks now from what's happening. Depends on how long this lasts and how long prices stay up. But you would say the risks are certainly on the downside at this juncture. I think there's one really important learning point from what's happening at the moment. Ireland's absolutely huge reliance on fossil fuel energy. We're one of the most fossil fuel dependent countries in Europe. You know, 80% of our energy comes. We really do need to get the finger out and address, the renewable energy situation.
All right, Jim and Donal, thank you both very much for your contribution.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 8. News Talk. Conversation that counts.